Now in the NBA Finals, the Miami Heat now lead the Oklahoma City Thunder 2-1. It's a best-of-seven series. The Heat won the latest game as LeBron James scored 29 points, outpacing Oklahoma City's Kevin Durant, who had 25. NPR's Mike Pesca was there.
Miami Heat fans have famously been the beneficiaries of a team-issued training video that offered instructions on such aspects of fandom as showing up on time and cheering until the end. But last night, in their first home game of the NBA Finals, Berlitz basketball was unnecessary. Cheering on the home team was made that much easier as the game began with a slam, then another, and another. 10 layups, a tip-in, and a single jump shot comprised the rest of Miami's first-half field goals until, with 2 minutes left, Shane Battier hit a three, a made basket that traveled further than the rest of the Heat's field goals combined. Trailing by just one at halftime, Oklahoma City took the lead to start the third quarter. On defense, they had dedication and resolve. On offense, they had Durant and Russell Westbrook. ABC's Mike Breen had the call.
Westbrook, oh, pretty play. He showed the ball, put it behind his back, lays it in, and the largest lead of the night for the Thunder.
Oklahoma City would actually push that lead to 10. This, according to Miami's Dwayne Wade after the game, was when character came to the fore.
Experience is not overrated at all. And tonight, you know, that helped us win the ball game. You know, last year, we had leads in most games, and, you know, we let the leads go. Tonight, we was down 10, and we kept grinding and kept grinding until eventually we took the lead and was able to control the game.
Wade attributed the comeback to heart and wisdom, and he wasn't wrong, but Thunder coach Scott Brooks was less esoteric in his assessment. He acknowledged that a pair of boneheaded plays by the Thunder helped the Heat a lot.
They stepped up and shot the threes, and we fouled them. That's the bottom line. We fouled their three-point shooter, gave him 6 points when we were up 10.
When you foul a shooter in the act of attempting a three-pointer, he gets three free throws, and Miami made all six of theirs. Suddenly, a nine-point lead was a three-point lead, was a two-point Oklahoma City deficit heading into the fourth quarter. Close wins and losses are seen as functions of character, blowouts as functions of athleticism. That's the narrative we seem to like anyway. This was a close game. Oklahoma City briefly grabbed the lead in the fourth, in fact, but the Heat would get Kevin Durant in foul trouble and pull it out. The narrow victory had Miami's Chris Bosh speaking of last year's loss in the finals during the post-game press conference.
We carry that pain with us. We think about it every day, and that really helps us to succeed in this series.
History will tell the Heat that since the NBA Finals went to the current format, the team that won Game 3 in a tied series has won the championship 11 out of 12 times. Experience will also tell the Heat that the one exception was last year's version of the Miami Heat. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Miami.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer.